Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
All right, welcome back, Revivers, to another episode. And coming from two women who both have over a decade of godly, solid marriages under our belts and who have had some not so godly relationships in the past, we are talking about godly relationships, more specifically, godly partners, what they look like, how to recognize one, and what to do if you do not have one.
I feel like that this is going to be a good one because I do think that in this season of life, you can look at Haley and I and our marriages and think, oh my gosh, they have it all. Like they have a godly partner, like they go to church, they have their life together. But for me specifically, it hasn't always been like this, right? And so I know it's so easy to convince yourself when you're in these relationships with men who aren't godly that, oh, he has potential or like, he's so nice to me or he's not perfect, but neither am I, or I can change him. He'll change over time.
I think it's a big one.
Yes.
That's a huge one.
Even looking back on, we're going to talk about Drew and I's relationship, but in the beginning of our relationship, you know, we were two completely different people then than we are now. And there were times that I said these things to myself, like, okay, he does have potential, or like, okay, I can totally change this guy, you know? And I will say, like, certain things, absolutely, we have changed, but potential isn't partnership. And someone being nice to you doesn't make him godly. So we want to walk you through this using biblical couples to show you exactly what to look for and what to walk away from.
I mean, this is for everyone who's listening to this, you know, to the people who may not be married yet, or maybe you married the seemingly the wrong person. Cause I've heard that. I've heard people be like, oh, I made a mistake. I married the wrong person. But like God can change anything. God can honor faithfulness, all the things. But I know so many single women who want to get married so badly. They jump from relationship to relationship because they just are looking. And when you want this relationship so bad, you say those things. You justify, you convince yourself. When you do that and you're like jumping from all of these relationships, you can, I'm not saying you will, but you can miss what God has for you because you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also lose your sense of self-worth in I feel like. And you can lose what God has called you to do, the purpose and plan for your life, because you get so caught up in just trying to be what somebody else needs or like trying to be that person that can change someone. So we're going to start with these stories. So let's start with Ruth and Boaz.
If y'all have not read this story, I encourage you to go read it. It is so good. And I'm sure you've heard so many people talk about this. I feel like I've heard so many, specifically youth pastors or, you know, like young adult conferences. They always share the story of Ruth and Boaz, but go read it if you have not read it, if you don't know what we're talking about. But Boaz, he did not play with Ruth's heart. I feel like in 2025, there are so many situationships. There's a new TLC docuseries called Polyfamily. Have you seen that?
No.
And it's the most insane thing. It's two husband and wives who are dating each other, but women. The two men have their wives, but they get to date the other wife. It's so messed up and it's so weird. And like, we see a lot of that in these days now in 2025, but Boaz didn't leave her wondering if she was good enough or too much. How many of us have been in relationships where we are questioning our self-worth? He saw her character, her loyalty, her humility, her faith, and he honored that. If your person is not making you feel secure, if he is not talking you up, if you have to wonder if you're too much or not good enough, or if you're this or that, he ain't doing it for you, honey.
Yeah, this makes me think of when Drew and I first started dating, and we're just gonna say it. I'm like, should I say this? I don't know if I should. But I was like this. Like, I wondered if I was good enough because I just remember Drew's parents, like, I don't think she's the one for you. Like, I've heard this, I've heard that, you know. But I can say in the 17 years I've been with Drew, and Haley can attest to this, he has always had my back.
Drew's obsessed
like,
with her.
He's always had my back to a point of like, I don't care what you think. And I think of this, like, he's never left me wondering if I'm good enough for him, or if I'm too much, or if I'm going to be a good enough wife in the beginning. He has always saw my character and my loyalty, just like this says. And so I think a lot of people go through that in the beginning, and maybe even now you're married and you feel that from your spouse's family, or maybe your spouse feels that from your family.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that in order to have a godly marriage, you leave your family to become one with your wife.
Yeah. And I do want to point out, there is a difference in your own problems and insecurities.
Yes.
Because a lot of us women are just insecure. Your husband or your partner, whatever, could be telling you how beautiful you are and how perfect you are and like obsessed with you. And you're still like, am I pretty?
Also
am I too
me.
Much?
Yes, yeah.
Also so me. Like, you know, we got to give the men credit where there's credit, but are you feeling this way and he's not giving you all that stuff? That's the point we're trying to make here. Now let's talk about Samson. Who's this? If you have ever been in a relationship that has felt so good, but deep down you knew it wasn't God, that was Samson and Delilah. Delilah fed that man's flesh. She was charming and beautiful. She made him weak in the knees, but she was also a setup. Yes. Again, if you've not read this story, please go read it. But she was persistent in getting what she wanted. Delilah was selfish. She didn't respect his privacy. She nagged him over and over to tell her the source of his strength, which if you've not read the story, he was one of the strongest men in the Bible. And it was because of his hair. He had this beautiful, luscious, long hair. And that was the source of his strength. But she used love as a manipulation. And she would say, like, literally would say things like, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? That's in Judges 16. And she betrayed him. Like, she would just nag and nag and nag and be like, please tell me the source of your strength. Like, how can you say you love me? Think back to your relationships, or maybe your current one. Have y'all experienced this? Are you the person in your relationship that's doing this? But she betrayed him after gaining his trust. She wore him down like us women do. And once he finally told her the truth that his hair was his strength, which is a symbol of the Nazarite vow to God, she shaved him in his sleep. The woman shaved his head after he finally confided in her and called the Philistines, and she betrayed him and sold him out for money. So she was like, yeah, I'll tell you if you give me all this money. And here's the thing that we want you to focus on. Samson ignored all the red flags until it cost him everything, his strength, his dignity, and eventually his life. The man bro died. Okay. Like, all because he stayed in this relationship with this woman who was charming and beautiful and like probably fed the lust of his flesh.
Yeah. I have been there. I can honestly say one of my relationships that I had, and truly the only relationship that I'm like, girl, what were you doing? Like, and a big portion of my life was like this. All the red flags were there. I can think of, even to get to the nitty gritty, he would cheat on me, right? And it was like, I would forgive him over and over and over. But if I ever did anything that just any way stepped out of line, right? Like, I was terrible.
Yeah.
Or like, I was the worst person ever. And it was just like that. I ignored all of the red flags because he was charming and because he was the it guy and because he was, you know, just everything I thought I ever needed. But just because it feels good doesn't mean it's from God. And if the relationship is pulling you further from your calling, and if you find yourself compromising little by little, if you're ignoring that little voice deep down, ooh, girl, this is like me.
I ignored
that voice. Even in my relationship with Drew, like, there were red flags when we first got together, and it was like, it's so easy when you're caught up in that, like, just the love bug has bit you, to ignore those things.
And if they're like love bombing you, or if they have like a high position of power, if they have money and they're spoiling you, or they're just really hot, like, you know, you can get blinded by those feel good hormones. It's just what happens.
Yes.
And then we've got Esther. And Esther wasn't out here trying to be chosen. She was not chasing no man. Esther knew her worth. She was doing her.
I love Esther.
Do you want to talk about
She's my homegirl.
Yeah, talk about it.
So she was living in exile and being raised by her cousin after losing her parents. And she didn't have status or power. But when King, how do you say his name?
Xerxes. That's what I say.
But when King Xerxes decided that he needed a new queen, the search went out for the most beautiful woman in the land.
Okay, this, I just want to pause. Like, if y'all haven't read Esther, it is unhinged.
Yes.
Like, bro literally was like, I want a beautiful person. Everybody, like, he like paid for spa days for all the women in the land, and they all just like pampered themselves. I'm like, can you imagine if that happened?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
2025.
I can't remember how long it said preparation was. It was like a year.
Yeah, I think it was a year.
Where they basically prepped her with like all of these beauty regimens. I can't even imagine what they were back then. Probably like, you know. But they prepped her because he was like only looking for the surface level.
Literally. Right? And I just imagine he was probably some nasty, ugly, like a little short midget man or something. And then he like, I just want to know what he looked like so bad.
And when you are reading this story at first glance, it might not seem like a godly setup.
Yeah.
And I find myself thinking like, what is she doing? Yeah. Like, she's beautiful and she's powerful. And why is she with him? Yeah. You know, even though on the outside looking in, he has everything. Like, he's a king. And so like,
he literally banished his last wife for refusing to perform for his friends. Like, he wanted her to dance and have this big sensual like performance for his friends. And she didn't want to. And so like, she got banished.
Yeah.
So it's like, who do you think you are? Like, he was not a Proverbs 31 husband.
No, no. And so she's actually thrown into a harem, and the king is not exactly a godly man, as we were just saying. But what makes Esther's story powerful is that God was in it. Mm-hmm. He was placing her in a position to do something that no one else could do. Mm-hmm. And so when her turn came to go before the king, she didn't show off or try to control the moment. Like, I feel like in my just reading that she was one of those people that just had no idea how beautiful she was.
Yeah. And like, I think how she was charming. Like, yes, like humble, yeah, and just like, yeah,
like 100%. Oblivious, just yeah, like me, like, yeah, you know. And then I think of her, I'm like, she reminds me, I don't even know what she looked like, obviously, but like just somebody who is so striking, mm-hmm, but didn't know her own power. Yeah, just and had her humility. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when her turn came to go before the king, she didn't show off or try to control the moment. She asked for advice, and she moved with humility and confidence, and power found her because of her heart posture. Mm-hmm. And so when the time came to risk everything and speak up, she said, If I perish, I perish.
Woo. We should all be like Esther.
Yeah.
So what does this have to do with you in a godly relationship?
Right. So a godly partner is someone whose presence in your life aligns with your purpose. Not the opposite way around. Mm-mm. And not making excuses and ignoring the red flags. But Esther's relationship didn't initially look holy, but God used it to deliver an entire nation. Mm-hmm. And I love that she didn't chase the status or the clout, mm-hmm, because I'm like, in 2025, what would Esther look like? You know what I mean? But she didn't chase that, or like, because of the position that he was in, mm-hmm, she didn't feel like she was higher than, yeah, or, you know, better than anyone. She was faithful where she was, and God opened the door.
Mm-hmm. And I think of what you said with you and Drew, like initially it wasn't like the most godly relationship. No. And you said all the things like, well, he has potential, or like, you know, you guys, you know, sinned a few times, whatever, but like, yeah, look at you now, you know, yeah, God moved in that relationship. It was aligned with your purpose on both of your ends. God can move, but yeah, you have to be willing for God to move, just like Esther was. Like, she was willing for God to use her. However, whether she perished or not, she was being obedient to the Lord.
Yeah. And you don't need to force a relationship for it to happen. And I think that's a perfect example of Drew and I. Mm-hmm. We broke up for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, we spent time apart. We didn't try to force it mm-hmm. in that time. Like, we knew it was our time to be apart.
Yeah.
And in that time, we worked on ourselves.
Yeah.
And we really decided, like, okay, is this who I want to be with? Is this worth it?
Yeah.
And so that time was transformational for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need that time, and it is hard. It's hard to, like, just give up for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to walk away when you're addicted and when yeah. you are in those red flag feelings and just all of that. It's so hard, but you don't have to manipulate your way into marriage.
Yeah.
If it's God ordained, it will come with alignment.
Absolutely.
And we are a perfect example of that.
Yeah. And we'll end on our last biblical couple with Mary and Joseph, probably the most famous ones in the Bible. So when Mary got pregnant with Jesus, what did Joseph do? Or more importantly, what did he not do? He didn't blast her. He yeah. could have slut shamed her, called her a whore, yeah. abused her, broke up with her, all the things. And we do see that he was a little taken aback. You yeah. know, I think the angel of the Lord had to come to him, but, you know, he's human. He didn't shame her.
No,
he didn't cast her aside. He didn't slut shame her like we would have seen today. He did not do all of the normal reaction things that you think a human man would do. He trusted her. He believed her. He went to the Lord. He covered her even when it did not make sense. And that's what's so important in godly relationships is we're going to mess up.
Yeah.
We're going to sin. We may love our men so much, but we are imperfect humans. Sometimes we fall prey to sin. Sometimes we do things we shouldn't. Sometimes we say hurtful things. So, you know, you're going to mess up in your relationship.
Yeah.
But how does he treat you when you mess up?
Yes.
Does he berate you? Does he yell at you? Does he threaten to leave you? Does he throw the D word around? Like, what? How does he handle your mishaps? Is it with love? Can he put his pride and his emotion aside to forgive you? Because I imagine that Joseph got a lot of gossip. I yeah. imagine that people judged him, that people talked about him, said he was crazy, said he needed to get rid of her. Like, I just yeah. imagine he had so much against him because he decided to stay by her side. But godly men listen to God even when it's uncomfortable. They don't run from responsibility. They lean into it. And a real man of God is more committed to God's plan than his ego. Ooh. Can he give up what he needs to give up for the Lord and for yeah. you? Can he lean into the obedience of God when his flesh absolutely does not want to make that move? Yeah. Can he support you when you've done wrong, when yeah. you are not in the best place? Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're having some mental health issues and it's really hard to love you yeah. in that moment. Can he have unconditional love?
Yeah. And I think too, on the flip side, this is something that bugs me is, does he provide for you?
Yeah.
And so
oh, yeah.
I have a lot of friends and a lot of people that are close to me that their husbands can't hold down a job, mm-hmm. right? So it's like they're always bouncing from job to job to job to job.
Yeah.
And that stress is on the woman. And I think that, yes, we do see these biblical relationships and we have all of these things, but this is something we overlook.
Yep.
The Bible specifically talks about providing mm-hmm. and being the provider. And, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's literally what it says. And so even on that, is he providing for you yep. financially as well? So he can be the best listener and the mm-hmm. best this, that, and the other, but like, is the stress coming from him providing? Because that's also something that he's called to do.
Yeah. Now, I know what some of y'all are thinking. You're listening to all of this and you're like, ugh, but what if I'm already in something that doesn't line up with any of this?
Yeah.
First, there is absolutely no shame at all. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But we do want you to get honest with yourself and ask yourself these questions.
Does this relationship bear biblical fruit?
Is he submitted to God or is he just acting spiritual to impress you?
Am I growing toward God or leaning further away from him in this relationship?
Have I prayed about this relationship and asked God what he thinks and what he wants me to do?
Does he have biblical characteristics?
And is he living in sin or Am I living in sin with him?
Ooh, sometimes obedience looks like walking away. Mm-hmm. And something to remember is you are a daughter of the Most High God, mm-hmm. and you don't have to beg for what God has already prepared for you, because God will provide a godly man for you.
And this goes back to what we talked about a few episodes ago, praying in faith, having that commanding prayer and almost like a prophecy prayer. Thank you, God, for my husband. Like, you may not be married right now and you may be in the season of waiting, and it may feel like the waiting has been so long. Continue to pray like, thank you, God, for my husband. Thank you for the marriage that I will have. Thank him for what has not yet been done, because it will be done.
Yeah.
So we want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. We're actually going to give you two today, because we could not decide. There's always so many good scriptures, and I think both of these are important. The first one is 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Spoiler alert, it's nothing. Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
And then James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
Guys, please pray about your current relationships. Pray about the men that do come into your life. Write down the questions that we told you guys to go through. Hear this, you deserve a godly man. You deserve, I don't care who you are, what you've done, what you've been through, you deserve a man that will lead you closer to Christ. All right, we'll catch you later.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.